Hey, all right. Everybody in the Sedalia, Central Missouri listening area. This is the Sedalia Pettis Amateur Radio Club Repeater Net. Tonight I am calling the Spark and Pettis County Aries Net, located right here in the city of Sedalia, the Queen City, Queen of the Prairie. And I am W0VK. I will be your net control for this evening. Our net here in Sedalia, the Spark Repeater Net, we meet each Sunday. We start off at 7:30 and we go till it ends. We're right here on this frequency. If you're listening to us, you're locked on the right frequency. It's 147.03, and we have a minus offset. So if you might be listening, but if you want to get in, we have an odd negative offset, but we're glad you're here, and looking forward to catching you here on this net as you check in. Just so you know, the purpose of this net is just to gather hams in our area and just to talk and kind of recap the week and just kind of celebrate the things that you've accomplished throughout the week, and just to keep others kind of up to date on your status and, you know, what's been going on with you. You know, we try to promote some public service as much as we can, and we like to have a little bit of fun. So I hope everybody has a chance to check in here this evening, and we'll see where this thing goes. At this point, has anybody heard any emergency traffic or any need, or is there any emergency traffic for the net? Okay, well, we're glad to not have that. But as we move into this thing, we want to see if there's any announcements out there. I have an announcement or two that I'd like to say, but we'll open it up to the floor and see if anybody else has something first. Called W0VK.
K0TV.
All right, Harry. K0TV, go ahead.
Well, I think my announcement was probably going to duplicate yours, so I'm going to let you go first.
Well, I don't know, Harry, but I'll certainly will hop in there. First and foremost, I'd just like to announce that we had a great meeting there Saturday. We had several there, around 30 or so in the room, and that's a good showing for a nice summer day in the middle of July, where we all have a lot of things going on in our real life. So I want to thank everybody for coming to the meeting and spending time with us. We had three new folks there. Super neat to see that. I do want to mention that people that met Hayden Cloud, he was certainly interested in studying, and I asked him there after the meeting. He had mentioned that he'd been acing his tech and just missing a couple there on his general. So he went ahead and tested this morning online. His very proud grandpa called me and let me know that Hayden went ahead and tested this morning. He aced his technician, just missed a couple on the general. So we have a new ham in the area, and he is looking forward to joining our group. And so that's going to be really exciting to have him there and present. So there's one already on the way. So I want to say thanks to everybody for embracing our new members, and we have more to come on that. Maybe somebody has their APERS packet on, but Harry, you'll be able to get that located. Other than that, Harry, go ahead and I'll open the floor to you for any other announcements. This is W0VK.
Okay, Brett. You'll probably want to do some filling in on this, but I'll bring up my announcements here. But started a Q3, a third quarter 2-meter contact challenge here on the repeater, so let everybody know about that. It's going to be run about the same way as the first quarter one was, 10 contacts per month. No repeater or no net contacts, but it's going to be on the repeater here, and it's going to run for 3 months, so it's 10 per month for 3 months, July, August, September. And just turn your logs in. But the object here is to get some activity going on the repeaters. So if you hear anybody on, go back to them and talk to them. Another announcement I had here, Brett, was the Warrensburg Ham Fest is Saturday the 18th. You probably have some fills on that. We also have an event coming up July 21st. It's not Tuesday this week, but it's Tuesday the following week. It's going to be in the morning. The big boy steam train for the Union Pacific is scheduled to go through town here sometime in the morning on that Tuesday, the 21st. That's the current schedule, but we were going to have a net. We're going to call it, what we decide, Brett, the big boy 250 spark net. The steam train's going to go through. It's not planning on stopping in Sedalia like it did before. It's just going to be going through, so... what we're going to do is just position yourself at your favorite viewing location and check into the 2-meter net. And we're just going to kind of commemorate the U.S. 250 by watching the big boy go through, which is also a commemorative tour that it's doing across the country. So if you can, take a picture, turn it in. And those are my announcements here. Brett, go ahead. K0TV.
Yes, sir, Harry, and I thought you were going to cover some of those, so I wanted to make sure that that between the two of us we didn't miss anything, and that's right, folks. We got a repeater challenge out there, and it's going to be a good time. It really is. That last one, it's Richard kind of devised this plan, and it really works well. You know, 10 different contacts per month, so you can only talk to 10 different. We can only turn in 10 different ones per month. If you want to log more, which I do believe Connie has been known to log all her contacts for the month and turn them in, and it's really cool to see that number as well. But I think you all seen during the meeting that we issued out certificates suitable for framing, and it was neat to see that group photo there. So let's see if we can't maximize that photo for the newsletter and get a few more additional folks in there this time. So. Good time there. Also, that special event is going to be a lot of fun. You know, the big boy steam engine doesn't come through here very often, and we've been pretty blessed the last couple years it's come through, and it was really neat to see it the first time for me 2 years ago when it actually was stopped here for a period of time, and just to hear the sounds that it makes. And the feel, it definitely hits your senses, several of your senses, when it goes by. It's a pretty special train, and a lot of craftsmanship has been involved in getting that thing back where it needs to go. So it's really a marvel to see. So hopefully folks can see it when it goes by, and we'll have plenty of activity going on the repeater during that time frame, so you'll know about it if you have your radio on. Okay, well, we've talked a little bit about what the announcements that we have going on here, and want to kind of get this net kicked off, because I know your all's time is valuable, and looking forward to talking to you. So, Harry, do you have any other announcements before we turn her loose?
No, I don't, Brett. Thanks for filling in on some of the details there. But, yeah, if you could just check me in and out, then I get to avoid the big pileup you're about to have. K0TV.
Okay, so just so you know, my radio turned off, and I'm not really sure. I'm trying to exercise this thing, so I hope it hangs in there through the net. I'm going to turn my power down here a little bit more, and we'll go ahead and get going here. So just want to call any in and out stations that would like to check in. Please come now. Call W0BK.
Net Control, this is KE0UHO, Kilo Echo 0, Union Hotel Oscar, Mike in the Jersey area. Nothing to report tonight other than I have a whole family of raccoons in the side yard playing.
K
KV0UVW, Kilo Bravo Zero, Union Victor, Whiskey, Rendon, Sedalia, in and out.
This is AF0IHX, Kilo Foxtrot Zero, India Hotel X-ray, Lori in downtown Cold Camp, in and out.
This is KF0HYP, Kilo Foxtrot Zero, Hotel Yankee Papa, Ryan Marshall, in and out.
KF0IHY, Kilo Foxtrot Zero, India Hotel Yankee, Leo, downtown Cold Camp, in and out.
WA0SDO, repeater.
All right, really good run there. KF0IHY, Leo. KF0HYP, Ryan. KF0IHX, Lori. KB0UVW, Rinda. KE0UHO, Mike, there in Dresden. Good to hear you all in there for these this first round in and outs. Lori and Leo, we've missed you there at the meeting. You guys doing all right?
We're doing okay. We just had an event up there in Warrensburg we had to attend.
All right, sir. I get it, my friend. So just want you to know your all's presence was missed there. So we'll move on to more check-ins. Call W0VK, any in and outs.
This is KD6NEU, Kilo Delta 6, Nancy Echo Uniform, Scott and Sedalia.
All right, Scott, good to hear you in there, KD6NEU. It's you got any words? Well, I know I asked for in and outs, but it's good to see you there at the meeting.
No, I'm sorry, I'm just in and out.
All right, calling any other stations in and out. Call W0VK.
This is Whiskey 1 Oscar Tango Whiskey W1OTW, David in Northern Johnson County.
Wonderful to hear you in there, David, W1OTW. Glad to hear you. Is Melissa around?
Yeah, she's sitting here in the background listening. That's Kilo Fox Zero, Mike Echo, Echo. We'll both be in and out tonight, Brett. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for checking in. We appreciate you. And looking forward to seeing you soon, my friend. Any other in and outs, call W0VK. Okay, hearing none, let's open the thing up, and any stations anywhere that would like to check into our net, we'd love to hear you check in, and your comments, and just basically how you've been doing. Just check in with us here. Call W0VK.
This is WB0LRX, Jeff today.
This is
W0WLB, Joe and Sedalia.
KF0ARQ.
This is KD0ETL, 3 miles south of Hughesville.
All right, great run, KD0ETL, Paul, KF0ARQ, Don, KF0WLB, Joe. It's good to see you all at the meeting. And Joe, let Kim know it was good to see her as well. We'll go ahead and start with you, Joe, KF0WLB. What's happening?
Good evening, Brent, and everybody on the net. You're doing a good job, Brent, as usual. And just wanted to say I had a blessed day today. We had a good church service. We had a kids' power hour and had a lot of kids in the church, and they were all running around the church, and was very blessed to see that. Had a good dinner afterwards, and had a good turnout. And wanted to say I had a very good meeting yesterday. Good to see some new faces at our meeting, and hope we'll see them on the air soon. So anyways, I'll turn it back to net control. This is KE0WLB back to net. 73.
All right, Joe, thank you very much for your comments. And I missed one right here, WB0LRX, one of our landmark members and to Central Missouri, Jeff Kesterson. Please come now. I'm very sorry I missed you there on that roll call. But, Jeff, you got the floor, my friend.
Thanks, Brad. Good evening, everybody. It was good to see everybody. It was good. I met Joe face to face there for. I don't think we'd met for the face to face the first time, and got to see have an eyeball there. Had a good meeting. It's WB0LRX. Had two things I was going to mention. Somebody might want to just mention the Warrensburg Ham Fest in case anybody didn't know it was coming up. It's next Saturday at the Johnson County Fairgrounds, and if there's more details that somebody wants to, I know our club has a table in case anybody wants to take anything. And this next part, I'm kind of joking, but I might not be. We're going to have a 220 repeater contest for context, but I'm not going to compete with a 2-meter one, but I think we'll set the bar kind of low, like maybe 2 contacts a month or something like that, and maybe you can contact the same person. I think that'd probably double our activity up there. Anyway, I guess what I'm saying is if you got a 220 radio, turn it on. Glad to hear you up there. It's fun, and got to keep the band alive. We do have a net Wednesday nights at 8:30 p.m. So sorry for a little bit of sarcasm there, but just having fun. Okay, Brett, back to you, WB0LRX.
Yes, sir. Jeff, I think that's a wonderful idea, and I'm one of them guilty individuals that has a well-working 220 radio, and it is actually still in the drawer. And the coax is hanging right here within arm reach. I just need to power it up and attach the coax to the radio, and then I would be good to go. So I am one of those that you're speaking to, and I will encourage others to get on the 220 as well, because it's a very awesome repeater and band that we have an excellent opportunity to use here. So thank you so much for doing that, and we will promote that. And also, while I got the floor here, and I do apologize about missing the Warrensburg Ham Fest there. No, Harry picked it up, but Dave, Melissa, if there's anything we can do behind the scenes to help out, we certainly would. We're going to be sending several folks. Will be coming up there. If there's anything that you need a hand with, let us know, would you? And we'd be glad to help out. So participate, whatever you got. You need a hand, just let me know, and we'll see. I certainly plan on being there, so I'm speaking for myself and any other listening stations that would like to. So reach out there. Dave, if you're still on there, can you reply back that you got this?
Sure, absolutely. W1OTW, again, I do appreciate that, Brett, and we'll definitely reach out if we need some help, but we're just glad to host y'all, and I do apologize for not mentioning it myself. It's been quite a long drill weekend, and I'm kind of brain dead here, so I appreciate everybody mentioning it and promoting it for me. W1OTW, back to that.
Well, certainly, and that's part of the deal with all this. So this ham radio stuff, it's a community hobby here, and it doesn't exist without us helping each other. So anyway, I want to say we're there for you, bud. All right, moving on down to Don, KF0ARQ. What do you got for us there?
Well, not a whole lot. I was just here piddling around, and I was on 30 meters doing some FT8, and I happened to notice on Grid Tracker that 6 meters was on, so I switched over to 6 meters, and I have gotten 4 contacts on FT8 on 6 meters. Now, it's kind of died out right now. I'm still trying to work one person, but I haven't seen any other activity now for the last 4 or 5 minutes, so that's about it.
WA0SDO repeater.
Hey, Don, that's pretty neat. And you know why I got you here on the air, and if you have this number roughly, how many confirmed contacts do you have? And it could be sideband and FT8, but I know you got a few there. Do you have a rough number?
Somewhere around 35,000.
I thought you might be up here in that large scale, so that's pretty impressive, my friend. Thanks for being the leader here in this group or in this area, because I don't think there's anybody that's probably touching that. So pretty impressive, my friend. Pretty awesome. So it was very good to see there at the meeting Saturday there. So, all right, Don, thanks for the information, my friend. And I'll be going to Paul, KD0ETL. Paul, what do you know, bud?
KD0ETL, the net. Good evening, everyone. Thanks for taking the net, Brett. Especially enjoyed the meeting yesterday and the guest speaker, Hi. And a lot of things were brought up, and looking forward to seeing the big boy run through town. I think I've got my spot picked out over there just before you get to Dresden from Sedalia. There's a good spot where it comes up the hill out of Muddy Creek Bottoms. I've gotten it there before, so that's kind of what I'm looking forward to. HF was pretty good this morning. We had quite a few. We didn't, not on 3950, but on 3813. We had quite a group, and that was fun. Didn't do a whole lot today. Yesterday, I think I wore myself out. Got pretty warm. Took care of the waterways with the tractor, and then did a little trimming around the highway and road frontage with the other tractor to get a little closer and get closer to my beans, which I finally got in the field. So looking for them coming up, and I'll let this drop. Not sure what the rest of the week brings other than mowing the yard, so I'm sure I'll have to do that again. With that, I'll turn it back to Ned. Enjoyed hearing everybody on here today. KD0ETL.
Hey, Paul, that's great. Glad to see them beans going in the field, as everybody had kind of a tough time there. But now it's time for the rain, everybody, all the farmers that I'm talking to, are kind of really excited about more rain. They're not afraid of it at all now. Now that the plant, now that stuff's in and broke ground, it's kind of needed. So anyway, that's all good business, man. So and it always feels good to keep your yard cleaned up. So that's I did not mow this weekend. I'll towards the end of the net, I'll kind of recap what my weekends look like. So all right, it's time for some more check-ins. Please call W0BK. Well, I guess maybe, I don't know if my radio is working or not. I don't know if anybody heard me, but I'm certainly calling for additional check-ins to the Sedalia Pettis Amateur Radio Club. Any station, anywhere, please call W0VK.
Pre-check, WJX Mobile, Kilo Echo Zero, Whiskey Juliet X-Ray Mobile, no traffic.
Hey, Joel, thank you so much for checking in, my friend. And Mobile, since I got you Mobile, I'm going to go ahead and pick you up. Don, I heard you on the recheck. I'll get you after Joel. Joel, you got the floor.
Top and on 13. We're returning from Springfield. Been down there all day hanging out with the kids and grandkids and working on camper projects with my son and fixing a blower motor in his van and just being an extra set of hands. And we're almost home. So great seeing everybody yesterday, and I look forward to seeing everybody Saturday in Warrensburg. KE0WJX back to net.
Yes, sir. We'll see you there, and thanks for checking in. Yeah, you got a good signal coming in here, Joel, and we appreciate you checking in and everything you do, bud. And want to say hello to Crystal. I'm sure she's in there with you. So, all right, moving back to Don on the recheck, call W0VK.
Well, I went to my page on QRZ, and according to it says 35,385. Now, I know a lot of people don't think FT8 is ham radio. Well, for people that can't hear, That's about the only thing they got going for them is the FT8. So I thought I'd just drop that information in. Thank you for the recheck.
Don, you're very welcome, and we are want to embrace that, yeah. You know, ham radio's got several modes because there's several different styles of folks out there that the modes benefit, and totally understand. I'm blessed that I've got decent hearing, and sideband's kind of my jam. But you know what? When my hearing goes, all digital will probably be the method mode of choice. So I understand, and want to thank you for the service that you've provided over the years. That probably contributed to you being a veteran and things you've done in your life that's contributed to that hearing loss. So thank you for that. So, all right, we'll turn it back into additional check-ins. Please call W0VK, any station, anywhere. We're looking for check-ins. Well, I heard a ker-chunk in there. Maybe you're out there on the edges, but come now. Call W0VK.
KD0Eyes, and I am mobile in Boonville.
Hey, there's a familiar call that I hadn't heard in a while. Good to hear you in there, man. And, of course, big signal as always. What do you got for the net?
Not much. Just put this new Yaesu, FT500D, whatever it is, in the truck there, and just got it all hooked up, headed to Walmart, so figure I'd check out the APRS, see if it's tracking properly, and see if it actually talks like it should. Anyway, that's about all I got. I'll turn it back to net there. This is KD0Eyes and I in the mobile in Boonville.
Hey, all right. Well, I tell you what, it's doing its thing as it should. Mobile from Boonville, you have got a wonderful signal. It's not what your home base does, but it's right there on the edge of full quieting. So you're doing an awesome job, man. So thanks for checking in. We love it when you check in and hear those Boonville stations coming in here. Need to be better about checking into your all's net. But like I said, thank you, and we'll move on to any additional check-ins. Please call W0BK. All right, I'm not hearing any. We're going to get ready to bring this to a close. I'll go ahead and recap with my weekend. You guys heard, had the meeting there Saturday. It was all good. Went and had some lunch with my brother and Carrie over at Katie's, and then we went. Came home and had to start getting ready for an afternoon wedding and reception, and we went and participated in that. A very good event. It got pretty hot in the facility. They did not have the airflow that it could have been, and so we made the best of it and had a good time.
WA0 SDO repeater.
Yesterday during the meeting, I got a text from another good friend of mine down near Warsaw, and he is putting up a pole barn, and so he needed, he was by himself, and he needed a hand, and I told him, I said, today isn't going to work out, bud, but I'll try to get down there tomorrow. So I got up this morning and headed to Warsaw, and man, we got a lot accomplished, and another one of my friends happened to show up there, so we had three of us working on it, and it was really good to hear him at the end of the day when we got done. He's like, guys, I would have never dreamed that we'd have got this much done. So made some cool contributions to a good friend, and that was pretty neat. And it turned out to be a pretty long day, and it was pretty hot today, but it was good to see some accomplishment. It's always neat to see something when you build, to walk away from it and be able to look at it. So that's kind of cool there. So that's all I had. That was my weekend. I want to say thanks to everybody checking in. I'll do one more call. If there's anybody else out there that'd like to get in there, man, we'd like to hear you, get you here on the log tonight. So last call, this is W0VK. Please come now. All right, hearing none. This is W0VK. I'll be closing the net this evening. I want to say thank you for everybody that checked in. It was good to hear you all in there and hear that, be able to give you a report back on your radios, and all is working well. And so we'll talk to you all soon down the band. I look forward to seeing folks this Saturday in Warrensburg up there at the fairgrounds at the Ham Fest. So that's kind of the next ham event that's coming up, and we will all want to be there. So I'll talk to you all later. Enjoy your evening, and hope you all have a great week. 73 W0VK, closing the net.